I find similarity in how it's like looking for the Easter eggs. And he tells us, there is this song, listen to the lyrics or this and that. And all this information is all over the place.
Yeah.
I never thought they would be relevant, like a country song.
It's not relevant, but Ion, like a good Finneganese, can find meaning in the phrase ring of fire. You know, he's putting the meaning in there.
Yeah, but also, I mean, Bob and I were talking about this the other day where Ion won't give you the direct answer. He wants to play. He wants to engage. He wants people to think and use your minds, whereas, you know, there are certain Ionettes who just get pissed off when Ion doesn't just answer their questions, and he's not the
one to do
that. Who's that? Madeline?
Also...
Yeah.
Was that Madeline, Carol?
Probably, because that's who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
That was Matt Delenn.
So there's no meaning inherent in anything, so...
That's not true. See, that's
not,
you're stuck in the anomalous.
You told me that.
You're stuck in the anomalous fallacy. Look, there's meaning
that's,
every moment. It doesn't mean it's long-standing meaning.
McLuhan, that was
right.
That there's meaning in everything.
That's right. A belief is a thought you've been thinking a long time. Ion is not for you thinking a thought for a long time.
The meaning isn't inherent in the thing itself.
You made a sentence there. That's meaningful. How it relates to the history of the quantum universe, it doesn't. But in the communication of your word, which is way more powerful than whatever the quantum universe is doing, you're creating a pattern right there.
You're saying exactly the same thing I am, only better.
I'm saying it better. Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm putting a positive spin on it. You're thinking it's an empty void.
No, that's not true. I meant what you're saying. We're creating the meaning. It comes from me.
Well, how about it comes from the words, not from us?
Well, Ion's showing us that words don't even mean what we think they mean. So they get to mean, you know, the word itself.
No, I'm showing you that
the
word
itself
the words,
does have a meaning.
Yeah, I'm showing that the words have meanings that you forgot or didn't know about because you're using cliche patterns, which are so boring to you, you don't see a pattern there. Like to know that relax and allow, as he says in the relax and allow recordings, allow in the dictionary means to think. So there's a whole new interpretation of the word allow, which changes the meaning of relax and allow in a fresh way.
In Revelations, Ion also said, we have eternity and we like to play. Like when he's talking about how they hit all this meaning in the Bible or in many things.
Yeah. Well, it's like in these great recordings that Roxy and I did this week, she starts off saying, so, was McLuhan right or wrong? And if you've seen it, I brilliantly respond saying, I never thought about that before. I never wondered whether he was right or wrong.
No, that's not how it went. You didn't say anything for at least 40 seconds.
Right.
You just sat there and, you know, pondered. I mean, it was so funny.
And then the facial expression.
But see, that was the proof that I'd never thought of it before. I had to think about it. The beauty is that my answer was, I just like the patterns he made. So you dance with the patterns that he comes up with, not whether they're right or wrong. And that's what you should be doing with Ion. Ion is an endless generator. So now we're going back to what I just played you. What did you think of what he said? He said, forget the archetypes, forget the cliches. We're waiting for you to ask the questions. We're asking questions every week. Why is he saying we're still waiting?
To ask the right questions, maybe.
Yeah.
No, the environment changes every day so that every day there's a possibility of a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And the big mistake is to have a belief or meaning that you hold on for a long time. And when you get rid of the long-term stuff, then you can enjoy these temporary meanings, which are patterns, which are aesthetic. You know, they're a pleasing word sense.
Yeah, Ion says something last week, and you try to hold them to it, and you know that's just a waste of energy.
Yeah, it's like he's doing riffs. He plays a little chord, a couple of chords, and he, oh, that's nice. Then he plays another one. No, I didn't like that one. And he said, okay, try out with this one.
I told Ion we're in the same situation as the American Indians when they saw the ships and they could not see them.
Right.
Like now we were waiting for the second coming, and some days they're going to say, and they call it Ion, non-physical. And they saw this hologram, and they're going to laugh like, they could only see a hologram.
That's right. They're going to play recordings of Payday. It'll be massive entertainment. And they'll say, listen to these idiots, the little local natives trying to see the new environment. That's what's happening. We're the little fucking natives waiting for the shaman to tell us what the hell Ion's talking about.
Well, Ion himself is telling us.
Yeah.
There's a phrase that Ion said, told us last year that I actually look at every day about belief. They said, belief is the validation of the things you don't care for that you're stuck with.
That's good. Uninvolved, a dead life, you know, waiting for a disease. They're not important, but you're stuck with them because the culture made them important, and they are not relevant, and they certainly aren't relevant anymore. It's like McLuhan used to say back in the 60s, why would anybody do anything more than 6 months? Too much change is too fast. You wouldn't do anything more than 6 months.
Yeah, I felt asleep when people start talking about relationships and love and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, the boring stuff, the stupid stuff.
I fell asleep.
Every session's a failure. I say, okay, we got to the basic point. Now let's stay with that. And all of a sudden we're listening to a little Richard do fucking Good Golly Molly or something. We never get stay there. I can understand why you fall asleep. The people do not stay on a point. I don't know what it was. There were a couple of good sentences. Like the fact that everything is related to the eye cell. Well, you got to stay on that topic for maybe a couple of weeks. Don't bring up the fact that your parrot would turn upside down and ate the dog or something, or any other stupid fucking thing that happened to you. It's dealing with the words.